From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A nationwide ceasefire is in effect in Syria, a complicated plan worked out last week by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kerry met with reporters Monday in Washington, called on all warring factions to give the truce a chance.
I reiterate my call to all parties to observe the cessation of hostilities. This is an opportunity for Syria, an opportunity for all of the people who've been under siege, and it's an opportunity for a political, diplomatic process under the auspices of the United Nations to take the plan that Stefan de Mistura has developed and begin to work and see if it is possible to have a diplomatic and political solution.
The agreement, which appears to be holding in the early hours of Tuesday, is aimed at allowing humanitarian aid into besieged and divided Aleppo. Eventual joint U.S.-Russian cooperation in targeting jihadist groups, and a hopeful resumption of talks on Syria's political future. Western powers have called on forces loyal to Eastern Libyan commander General Khalifa Haftar to withdraw from key oil terminals seized over the weekend. The U.S. was joined by Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain in condemning the capture of at least two of four contested oil ports. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu was to be sworn in Tuesday after a delay that followed a court challenge to his August 11 election victory by rival Hakainde Hichilema, who charged fraud. Meanwhile, Zambia's broadcast regulator reinstated the license of the private Movie TV, suspended last month over what it called unfair and unbalanced election coverage. This is VOA News. U.S.